Hi, this is Lead Pastor Dwight Mason, and you're listening to New Point Community Church Podcast. I want to thank you for joining us today. Can an event from history change your future? Probably not, unless you're talking about Easter. The events that unfolded on that very first Easter brought a sense of wonder, joy, and most of all, hope. But Easter is more than an event. It still brings hope. It still brings freedom. It brings peace. And it offers a better future for everyone. I hope you enjoy today's message.
Happy Easter to every single one of you. I just want to give a shout out and just say, Happy Easter. And you might say, why Happy Easter? Well, Easter is resurrecting peace. And here's what I know about every single happy person. They have peace. They have peace. Show me a happy person, and I'll show you a person who's at peace. They might be rich, they might be poor, they might be educated, they might be uneducated, they might be an extrovert, they might be an introvert, they might be a male, they might be a female, they might be old, they might be young. But if they have peace, they're happy. Now that's hard for some of us to believe. Because there's times that we look at people who are happy and we look at their circumstances and we look at what they're going through and we wonder, how can they be happy? If I was experiencing that, the last thing I would be is happy. And yet, when you find a happy person, here's one thing that is true about them, and it runs deep. They're at peace. And if you have peace, you're happy. You're happy. If you don't have peace, it doesn't matter what else you have. You're not happy. And so Easter is all about resurrecting peace. And that's why I can say to you, Happy Easter. Now, people who are happy are at peace with themselves. They're at peace with themselves. They're content with who they are. They've come to grips with who they are. And because of that, they're happy. But people who are happy are at peace with others. Do you know that? They're at peace with others. You see, people who are happy aren't bitter. They're not cynical, they're not angry, they're not unforgiving. They don't see themselves as a victim, they don't play the victim card. Not because life isn't filled with challenges and losses and disappointments, but they have found peace. They've found peace with God. They found peace with themselves, and they found peace with others. And so, people who are happy are at peace with themselves. They're at peace with others. They're at peace with God. And you'll see this all the time. All the time. Happy people are at peace. And here's what I want you to get about Easter. And this is why I can say to each and every one of you, Happy Easter. Here's what we know, okay? Here's what we believe as Christ followers. If you're a Christ follower, it's all throughout the Christian faith. And it's this right here. Peace with God paves the way to peace of God. That's with ourselves. And equips us to make peace with others. Wow. That's the Christian faith. That's Easter right there. That's why it's Happy Easter. I can be at peace with God, I can be at peace with myself, and I can be at peace with other people. Now, what makes all of this possible? Well, it's Easter. You see, here's what we need to understand. Peace is found in a person. Peace is found in a person. And Paul talks about this. He writes to Timothy, and here's what he says. He says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus. So a mediator is one who brings two parties together who are at odds with one another. Should I say they're in conflict? And they mediate that, and they bring them together. And so if Christ is the mediator, if that's what Easter is all about, Christ bringing you and I together with God, then that means that there has to be a what? There has to be a conflict. And what is that conflict? That conflict is sin. It's sin. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Because you and I are born into sin, we're in conflict with God. But it's not just sin, okay? You don't behave your way into sin. You're born into sin. So it's not just sin, but it's also our sin. And what I mean by our sin is it's my sin. And it's your sin that creates the conflict. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Because Easter is about resurrecting peace. Peace with God, peace with myself, and peace with my fellow man. Now, Paul says this in Colossians. Here's what he says. For God was pleased. See, this pleased God. God's very pleased when you and I are at peace with him, with ourselves, and with one another. For it pleased God to have all of his fullness dwell in him, dwell in Jesus, the mediator. And through him, to reconcile himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Now, Easter is all about Jesus coming to earth and dying for your sins and my sins, making peace through his blood so that we can be reconciled. And the word reconciled, get this, okay? The word reconciled means to bring back a former state of harmony. And so when Jesus died on the cross for your sins and my sins, he reconciled us to bring us back to the former state of harmony, perfect peace with God. And here's what I found out. People who are at peace with God and themselves and others are happy people. They're happy people. There's something distinctive about them. And so this mediator who's come to bring this together, his name is Jesus. And here's what he offers to you and me today. He says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I don't give to you as the world gives, because the world's peace is unstable, it's uncertain, it's fragile, because it's based on circumstances. It's based on desires. He says, I don't give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. What causes conflict in our life? Trouble and fear. And he says, you know what? I want to give you my peace because I want to help you with this conflict. And Jesus goes on to make an incredible statement. He says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. And so he's declaring that he's the mediator. He's the reconciler. He's the one who has made peace with God so that we can have peace with him and ourselves and with one another. And it's in him. And today, I'm going to give you the opportunity to receive his gift of peace. The person of peace, and that's Jesus Christ himself. Now, when we do that, what happens is we experience these three kinds of peace, and I want to walk you through them. Here's the first one. The first one is peace with God. Peace with God, and this is incredible, okay? What did I say? We have a conflict. We have a conflict, and that conflict is sin. You see, all of us were born into sin. Born into sin. And that would be like, you know, you and I being born into a family. There's benefits and there's consequences. The family that you were born into, there were benefits and there were consequences. For some of us, the consequence, we're just never going to be tall people. Okay? We're just never going to be tall people. Because you know what? Our heritage and our lineage, we're just short people. Okay? And so whenever you're born into something, there's benefits and there's consequences. And so when we're born into sin, you didn't behave your way into sin. You were born into sin. What we have to understand is that created a conflict with God. That created a conflict with the one who loves you and me. Now, here's what the New Testament teaches. The New Testament teaches that you and I were born in sin. That you and I are born sinners. You say, Dwight, I don't like that. Well, it's true of me and it's true of you. And if you don't think that it's true of you, ask your spouse. Ask your kids. Ask the people that you work with, okay? We're fallen creatures. You see, you and I do everything that sinners do. And it goes beyond personal behavior. It's a nature that we are born with. And so Paul writes this about sin. He says, therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, at one time there was no sin. Sin entered the world through one man. His name happened to be Adam. He's the father of mankind. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way, death came to what? All people. What's he saying here? He is saying that sin has entered the world and that you and I are born into it. And that wherever there is sin, there is death. Because death follows sin. And some of us have experienced that here. Matter of fact, probably all of us have experienced it to some degree. Because some of you have killed a relationship. You've killed a career. Or maybe you've killed a relationship with your kids. Or maybe you killed a relationship with your coworker or your boss or maybe your body. But wherever there is sin, there's death. And Paul is saying that sin came into the world, and because it came into the world, there is death. And right on its heels, okay, or right there is sin, and right on its heels is death. That wherever there's sin, there is death. Wherever it shows up in life, something is going to die. And it's why some of us can't get along with ourselves. Because of sin. Because of sin in our own life. It's killed the relationship that you have with you. So what happens is you don't have a right view of yourself. You have low self-esteem. Because of sin. You don't think that you're worth much. And so Paul is saying here that just as sin entered the world through one man, death came through sin. And it came to you and you and you and me. And so we're all born in sin. And because we're all born in sin and it brings death, we're not at peace with God. And God wants to offer you something. God wants to offer you a gift. A gift. And the person is Jesus Christ. Paul goes on to say this. He says, therefore, since we have been justified, made right through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, the mediator, okay, through whom we have gained access. And so here's what I want you to understand, okay? Happy Easter. Easter is all about resurrecting peace, and that peace comes through the person of Jesus Christ. And when we accept him, and we pray a simple yet life-transforming prayer. We say, God, as much as I know how and as much as I understand, I invite you into my life. I invite you to forgive me of my sins. And I place my faith and trust in who you have said that you are. Guess what happens? We have peace with God. We have peace with God. You see, here's what we need to understand. Peace with God begins with faith in Christ. It begins with faith in Christ through the person of Jesus Christ. And so what we have to understand is that Easter is resurrecting peace so that you and I can be at peace with God. And so it goes on. Here's what we need to understand. Peace with God is spiritual peace. It's spiritual peace. When I'm at peace with God, okay, I have spiritual peace. That means that I'm no longer in conflict with God. I'm at peace. That makes me happy. Happy is the man whose sin is not counted against him. You see, Paul says in 2 Corinthians, God sent Christ to make peace between himself and us so that we could be at peace, so that we could have spiritual peace. Here's the second thing, and that is peace of God. Peace of God. This is totally different. This deals with you and me personally. And we have to be able to understand this, that just like you were born into a family and you have certain benefits and consequences, you also have relationships within that family. Let me explain it to you this way. Think about the family that you grew up. There were probably a time when you were not at peace with your parents. Would you agree with me? I mean, you thought your mom and dad were dumb, stupid, out of touch, not relevant, okay? And why would that happen? Why was that the case? Okay, and some of you are experiencing it right now, okay? Because your mom and dad said no. You wanted to do something and they said no. And when they said no, it made you mad, or it makes you mad. And what happens is we begin to think, or we thought, my problem is my parents. They're just irrelevant. They're out of touch. They don't love me. And so there's conflict. And yet what we have to understand is this, is that parents many times say no, even though it causes conflict with you and me, because they know that if they would say yes, it would cause conflict down the road. And so your parents are wise enough to say, you know what? I'm not willing to have peace now and conflict later. I'm willing to go through a little bit of conflict now so that we can have peace later. You know why? Because I love you. And so think of your heavenly Father, who's perfect in all of his ways. Sometimes we have personal conflict with him, and we don't have the peace of God because we're in conflict with God. Not because of sin, but because of our disobedience. Because he's asking us to do something, or he's saying, I don't want you to do something. And so that creates conflict with you and him. And so what we have to understand is we have to understand that we have a heavenly Father who is perfect in all of his ways. And here's what Paul would say about him. He, God, who did not spare his own son, Jesus Christ, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Wow. So guess what happens here? When you have a perfect heavenly Father who's already given you his very best, why would he withhold any good thing from you? He wouldn't. And so it becomes a trust factor. Do I want what I want? Or do I want what he wants? Am I going to trust him? And so what happens is this, is that Jesus Christ came not only so that you and I could have the peace with God, spiritual peace, but he came so that we could experience the peace of God. And we have a Father who loves you and who loves me. And he loves us enough not to say yes and go along with you and me when it's not best for you and me. You see, John, who was one of the disciples who walked with Jesus, who knew God, he explains it to us this way. He says, if we claim to have peace or fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. What's he saying here? He's saying that you cannot have the peace of God and ignore what God is asking you to do. If God is asking you to do A and you're doing B, you're not going to have the peace of God. You're going to be in conflict. And what happens is you can show up and you can do a lot of good things, but you're not going to have peace because peace comes through a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. Don't kid yourself, okay? The reason why you don't have the peace of God is because you're not obeying God. Now, if you grew up in church, you'd hear the pastor say something like this. Are you right with God? And we'd come back and we'd pray the what? What we would refer to as the sinner's prayer. God, come into my life. The fact of the matter is you're already in his family. It's not a matter of whether you're in his family or not. The fact of the matter is you don't have the peace of God. You got peace with God. You just don't have the peace of God because you're not doing what he's asking you to do. And apart from that, you'll never have the peace of God. John continues with this thought and he says, whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. Wow, that's pretty strong. You're calling me a liar? Yeah. Dwight, if you say that you have the peace of God and you know what? You're in constant conflict with somebody that you could make it right with. You're lying to yourself, Dwight. You don't have the peace of God. You're not in fellowship with God. No matter what you say, no matter how much you sing, no matter how much you serve, no matter how much you give. See, the word hate here is to be indifferent. And he says, whoever is indifferent towards a brother or sister, when you have conflict and you're not willing to take the steps to make peace with them, then what he says is, you know what? You're really a liar. And what he's saying is that you cannot experience the peace of God and be in conflict with someone else. He goes on to say this, whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God, cannot be at peace of God, okay, whom they have never seen. And so Paul would say this to you and me, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. The word rule there is umpire. Here's what it means. Let Christ call the shots in your life. Let him be the deciding factor. Let him lead you. Let him tell you what you need to do. And so Jesus Christ came 2,000 years ago, died on a cross, rose again, so that we could have peace with God, spiritual peace. But he came for more than just that. He came so that you and I could have the peace of God. And that is emotional peace. I mean, listen to me. We live in a world today that's full of anxiety and worry and fret. You know why? It's because of this right here. We don't have the peace of God. You see, the peace of God is sustained by submission to Christ. By saying, the answer is yes. What's the question? The answer is yes. What's the command? And that's how we experience the peace of God. That's emotional peace. That's within. That's within. And then finally, peace with others. You see, when you have peace with God, spiritual peace, and you have the peace of God, emotional peace, then what that does is that leads you and I to be able to have peace with other people. Look at what Paul says in Ephesians. Here's what he says. Together as one body, Christ reconciled. What is that? Restoring to its original harmony. Both groups to God by means of his death on a cross. And our hostility towards each other was put to what? To death. And peace with others is relational peace. It's relational peace. Here's what I want you to get. This is Easter, resurrecting peace. It makes all of this possible for you and me. The further you are from God, the more conflict you will have in your relationships. So if you're here today and you're telling me you got a bunch of conflict in your life, you're not very close to God. And John would say you're a liar if you think you are. Y'all okay? This is why it's Happy Easter, because Happy Easter makes all of this possible. And so here's what I want us to get. Peace with God paves the way to peace of God. That's emotional peace with ourselves, and equips us to make peace with others. I love what Dr. Henry Cloud has to say, and here's what he would say. External conflicts are difficult to resolve before resolving the internal conflicts that fuels them. That's why so many people give up and walk away, thinking that they have left the conflict by getting away from the person, only to see it again with another. That's why you've had so many jobs. You can't get along with people. And you think, well, if I can just get out of here, then I can find some peace. No, you're with yourself. You carry yourself to the next job. You carry yourself to the next relationship. And you don't have the peace of God. And without being internally at peace with yourself and who you are, you'll never have it with other people. Never have it. And so Jesus says these words. He says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me, you may have peace." And so how do we experience this? How do we experience Easter? How do we experience this resurrecting peace? Let me give you three things as we wrap up today. The first one is this: experience a moment of clarity. Experience a moment of clarity. And you say, "Dwight, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by experiencing a moment of clarity?" Well, to be able to experience peace with God and the peace of God so that I can have peace with others, I gotta have a moment of clarity that changes the way in which I see the world. It changes the way in which I see God. It changes the way in which I see myself. And when you have that moment of clarity, everything looks different. You see everything differently. And this is exactly what happened to the disciples. Look at what John records. "On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, the doors were locked for fear," conflict, "for fear of the Jewish leaders. Jesus came and stood among them and said, 'Peace be with you.' After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord." They had a moment of clarity. And here's the clarity that they experienced. Jesus was who he said he was, and he did what he promised he would do. And it changed their whole world. These 12 disciples who would bicker and fuss and fight with one another. These disciples who were driven by fear and the conflict was around them. They had a moment of clarity, and when they understood what Easter was really all about, that it was Jesus coming, reconciling them to God so that they could have the peace of God in themselves, so that they could go and be able to make peace with other people. It changed their lives. You have to experience a moment of clarity. And my prayer is today you will experience that moment of clarity. And you will understand what Easter is all about. And it's about resurrecting peace. So that you can have peace with God. So that you can have the peace of God. So that it paves the way so that you can be at peace with other people. Here's the second thing. Express humility. Experience a moment of conflict, but express humility. You say, "Dwight, I've got conflict in my life. I feel like I'm losing my mind." Let me tell you the quickest, fastest way to gain your mind back. Humble yourself. The quickest and the fastest way to regain your mind is to humble yourself. Peter tells us this. Here's what Peter said. He learned this lesson. He said, "God opposes the proud, because when you're prideful, it leads to conflict. But God gives grace to the humble." Look at what Job tells us. "Submit to God and you will have peace." The reason why you don't have peace of God is because you're prideful. You're at odds. And so you're emotionally a wreck because you don't have emotional peace. He says, "Submit yourself to God and" what? "Things will go well for you." And so experience that moment of clarity. You are who you say you are, Jesus. You're peace. And express that humility, and then expect Jesus to help you. Expect the person of peace, the Prince of Peace, to help you. Here's what he says to all of us today. He says, "Come to me, all of you who are tired and worn out from conflict. from carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest. You know what he says? He says, come to me. Listen to me. Peace is not found in a drink. It's not found in a pill. It's not found in a program. It's not found in a philosophy. It's found in a person, and his name is Jesus. And he says, if you'll come to me, I'll give you rest. And then he goes on to say, he says, yoke up with me and learn from me, and I am gentle and humble. The word yoke there is connect with me. Connect with me. Because what happens is, if we're not connecting with God, then guess what? You're pulling the sled all by yourself, and it's heavy, and it's weary, and it's killing us. And then he says these incredible words, and you will find peace. Peace with God, peace of God, and it'll pave the way so that you can have peace with others. And he says you'll find rest for your soul. You know what we're saying here when we say that? We're saying, God, change me. I don't want to be a man of conflict. I don't want to be a woman of conflict. With you, with myself, or with others. And Easter is all about resurrecting peace with God, with ourselves, and with others. And so Isaiah leaves us with this. You, Lord, give true peace to those who depend on you because they trust you. Happy Easter. Happy people are people who are at peace with God, with themselves, and with others. Let's pray. God, we thank you today for who you are. We thank you that you came in the flesh to be the mediator so that we could experience peace, so that peace could be resurrected, that we could be made right with you, and that we could be made right with ourselves. And that would pave the way in which we could be right with one another. And so today, God, I pray that we would embrace the Prince of Peace. For it's in him that we experience a peace that surpasses all understanding. And so we ask and we believe and we receive all of this in the strong name of Jesus. Amen.
If you want to talk to someone about a decision that you have made or let us know how God is moving through this series, visit newpoint.org/contact. Be sure to stay connected with us throughout the week on social media, download our app, or subscribe to our weekly podcast through the App Store or Google Play. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.